And it is Friday on a long holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. So it's time to kick back with a syndicated wine columnist, Scott Greenberg, for our Wine of the Week.
Great was to have just you dancing, here. By the way.
Oh, wait, I missed that. Can you do it again?
There you go.
Right.
No one should
see that.
Good thing this is radio.
All right, Scott. So we're trying to hold on to the last weekend of summer. What's a couple of summer wines to pick up the weekend?
Call me a romantic or schizophrenic. I don't want to. I don't want to go into fall, and I don't want to leave summer. I don't know what I want. I'll tell you what I want.
Okay.
I want a non-vintage Prosecco. So how about the Rufino from Italy? Oh, this is a lovely Prosecco. It's crisp, clean, wonderfully bubbly. And then I like the fine bubbles. They just caress the palate.
Lovely.
With green apples, white nectarines, and a little ripe peach in there. And then it really drives home pleasant finishes of little floral notes in there. And for $15, you can't go wrong. It's a really pretty way to get the party started.
So I've never really been a Riesling fan, but I see you have something here that,
you.
Yeah, might change my mind.
Oh, this Riesling is beautiful. Now, what I love about Rieslings is they are so versatile. They really go with a lot of different kinds of foods and even just a hammock. But the 2010 Seven Hills Riesling from Columbia Valley, from Washington State, this is just a lovely one. Its lovely nose includes scents of nectarines and lemon rind, but it's the hint sweet. And this is just off dry, so there's just a little hint of sweetness. That's okay. Don't be afraid of that. Flavors of apple, pear, little honeyed citrus. Serve this well chilled, and it's just a perfect wine to pair with, say, grilled scallops or Asian fare. It's lovely. $14. You can't go wrong.
All right, help me pair something with my burger, which I
Your
like.
Burger?
Yes, medium well. So
Absolutely.
What goes well with that?
Oh, you're going to want a big Shiraz with that from Australia,
I like it.
Right? I think that's what we're going to go with. The 2009 Penley Highland Shiraz. Now, this is from Coonawarra region of Australia. It's just a remarkable bouquet. This has got scents of chocolate-covered blackberries and blueberries and mint. And then I don't know if I want to drink this or pour it over my ice cream. Really beautiful flavors of dark plum, blueberry liqueur, a little touch of black pepper on the powerful finish. And it's just a really good, it would be a great accompaniment with your burger. And it's only $20. And it's got a picture of a unicorn on the label. Just
now
saying.
Now I'll remember
right.
which one to pick up.
The
That's
unicorn.
Awesome. Good.
Right.
So let's hop over to France and talk rosé.
Let's talk rosé. Why do I always fall in love with wines I can't pronounce, particularly on the radio?
Know.
I love drinking them, but I can't say them. The 2012 Domaine Vacquer L'Ephemère Rosé.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You did that
this
okay.
is a delicious blend, equal parts Grenache, Syrah, Carignan, and this is from the Languedoc region of France. It's just delightful scents of raspberry, orange peel, a little strawberry. Bright cherry, red apple, and strawberry flavors are light and really, really refreshing on the palate. The finish is crisp and clean thanks to the bright acidity, and it's great with just about anything you can think of, but I would pair this with soft cheeses and maybe some fresh fruit, $23.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, Scott Greenberg, and happy holiday weekend.
My pleasure.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.